This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. Today, we're joined on the phone by Doug Hashman. He serves on the Nebraska Wheat Board Board of Directors, serving District 1. Doug, you had the opportunity recently to attend a roundtable with Senator Pete Ricketts late last week. Tell us more about the purpose of this roundtable and some of the things that came from those discussions.
Yes, I was invited to attend that, and it was with Senator Ricketts to kind of get a feel of what's going on in the ag community and discuss what the policies in the government are and our concerns. And he did a good job of listening to the growers. It was represented by the dry bean growers and sugar beet growers, wheat board, and Nebraska corn growers were there, and the Nebraska cattlemen were represented also. And we talked with Senator Ricketts after his town hall meeting, and had a good response from him. We went around the room and everybody got to express their concerns, and he had good response from him too. So
what were some of the common themes that came up from that roundtable discussion, Doug?
Well, we were all encouraged that maybe they can get the USAID programs on track, that the food aid or food for peace programs, and that our concerns was that they did not turn the commodity into cash and then donate cash to the recipients, that they actually gave them the commodities, which I think all commodity boards are pretty much in favor of that, that once you give them the cash, you don't know how it's spent. So we were encouraged to participate there. The wheat growers were also concerned that possibly with the government early retirements and stuff, that we keep our inspection services and the quality labs, our wheat quality labs, intact, because that's a very important part of us marketing our Nebraska wheat crop, is the quality that we can deliver. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. As we think about this roundtable, before we move on from this conversation, Doug, what else is important to mention that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
Just that we're looking forward to maybe expanded trade. The foreign trade was not a high point on the last administration, and that they're looking forward to getting these trade deals done, and should promote Nebraska agriculture real well, I hope.
All right. On the phone with us today, if you're just joining us, Doug Hashman. He serves on the Nebraska Wheat Board representing District 1. Talk to me a little bit about current planting conditions out in your area, Doug. What have things been looking like this spring?
Well, we're awfully dry. We have really short on sub-moisture and have just not been catching the rain out here. This last session that went through last week, I think we had 15/100ths of an inch as total. And so far for the year, I think we're way less than an inch, probably 3/4 of an inch total precipitation here. So the wheat is spotty. Some of it's uneven. It looks better in the northern end of Box Butte County than the southern. And we're just kind of waiting for the rain to get off the start. And it's still chilly and cold, so it's not actively growing as fast as we'd like to see, but I guess it is spring in Nebraska. So.
the unpredictable spring in Nebraska. When do you think you guys might be wrapped up with planting, Doug, with things going as quick as they are?
We're getting a lot of field work done. We're ready to start planting. Just got to get all the machinery in place. I think a lot of the sugar beets are planted up here, and the growers are starting on corn this week, so there'll be a lot of activity in the next 10 days, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Doug Hashman is our guest. He represents District 1 on the Nebraska Wheat Board and is joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Reports. You can find more by going to nebraskawheat.gov. I'm Alex Makavica on the Rural Radio Network.